go back up to Garrett and hear stories of this Raspberry Pi. I've been trying to do some of that stuff myself, but I'll admit I'm quite the novice, even with Scott NX, NXP. His help, I have not been able to set up a node here using one of those little share units. So I'm struggling with that in digital mode. So those are the things that are really my challenges in radio. So Garrett, K8YUK, N8LJN, go ahead with your second round comments.
Yeah, Sprinter van. Wow, that's ambitious. I have a hard time like figuring out a place to put a radio on a regular car, much less rebuild a whole van. We have another member who actually built a complete trailer. I won't out him just because he's not on the net tonight, but started with one of those fully enclosed box trailers and turned it into a complete camper trailer. He's had it at a few events, so you might know who I'm talking about. I think that's tremendously inventive, probably beyond my particular skill set. On the Raspberry Pi side of things, you know, I've got the Pi up and running. And the next step is to get probably Direwolf installed and then connect it to a DigiRig and then try and connect it to a radio, and we'll see how that goes. So one step at a time. You know, Larry, I didn't make the announcement earlier, but we do have a radio class coming up. So for people who might know people who are interested in getting their license, we'll be kicking off October 6th, 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday night until November 24th. And that last night is our test night. So hopefully we get a new crop of radio folk out of this, and I haven't had a chance to talk with the whole team yet, but I would like to maybe canvass a few of our newer members to come in and maybe sit in for one evening's class and do some Q&A with our members and just be there to answer questions for folks that are going through it, because especially our newer folks, it's fresher in mind, so I'll be putting that out at the club meeting next week. With that, I'll turn it back to Ned. N8LJN from KYUK.